Download the Notts Cricket Podcast every Friday from nottscc.co.uk.
You know, he wants us to be fairly sober when we play.
I'll tell you what, that could be photoshopped. That'd be embarrassing for you.
When you get home from a day at the cricket, it's nice to have a wife there who doesn't want to talk to you about cricket, who just wants to make your tea and then wash up after you.
I don't know who the genius is who's going to explain that.
Hi, I'm Jeff Miller. You're listening to the Notts Cricket Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Notts Cricket Podcast. I'm Michael Temple, joined later by Notts bowler Charlie Schreck. But first, young all-rounder Graham Wright gives his reaction to an emphatic second 11 win over Glamorgan at Lady Bay.
No, it was a very nice start in the second team. Gotten a few overs under my belt and managed to pick up a few wickets as well. But the team played really well as well, really. We'd batted very well. Steve Mullaney got 100 and another academy boy. Sam Wood got 96 as well, which set us up nicely for the last innings. And I think we all, chipped in really well. But definitely a very good start to get, quite a few overs under my belt already this early in the season is quite pleasing.
Second ever matches matter, of course, but was it always in the back of the mind that Sunday was the focus and it was important to catch the eye ahead of the selection?
No, very much so, Sunday's the first one day, and that's a team that I really want to be, getting involved in. And I knew what I did this week would obviously, put me in good stead for that game, and as you say, getting a lot of overs in, taking some wickets, that's always a good thing, and hopefully Mix looks at that and sees that, and hopefully puts me in for a shout on Sunday.
Just talk through the week against Glamorgan. We've beaten them, of course, in the trophy and the championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. We won nicely in the one day by about 5 wickets, where we did a good team bowling performance, and then we knocked them off very nicely with a calm head. I think Scotty Elston got 60-odd at the end to see it off, and batted very well. And then the three-day game, we only batted once, managed to bowl them out twice, which is always a tough ask. It doesn't matter what the wicket's doing, it's always a tough job to do. But we did it, we stuck at it well because it got quite flat at times when the ball got soft. But we all stuck to our game plans and managed to bowl them out again. So I know we're very pleased, everyone's very pleased about it. A lot of people have got a lot of overs under their belt and I've got a bit of time at the crease.
You spent an awful long time preparing for this season. You've been around Nottinghamshire for a good few months now. How good was it to get out there and play some meaningful cricket?
Oh no, definitely. We've all been gearing up during the winter. This is my first season at Notts, so I get to know some people. But I really just wanted to get down to playing, getting out on the pitch, show people what I can do. And I managed to do that this week, and it's obviously been a very pleasing start for me. And now hopefully I can kick on and, do even better. Hopefully now I get into the first team and do the same thing.
Mick told us you're in the 11 for Sunday's game against Leicestershire, so a chance now to put your hand up and show what you can do.
No, exactly. Now I've been given an opportunity in the one days. And this is a really big chance for me now to go and show people, what I'm about with my bowling, my fielding and my batting. If I do well, start well in that, maintain my position in there by taking wickets and fielding and getting some runs at the end, it's going to put me in good stead for the season. And it's something I've been looking forward to.
Mullaney and Hale's in the 11 as well. How have they fared against Glamorgan?
They've both done very well. Steve Mullaney's batted brilliantly. He's got 100 in the first innings and got 50-odd not out in the second, which was fantastic. And Alex did very well in the one day, got 60-odd, batted very nicely. So they've both done very well this week, and I think they're full of a bit of confidence, which is always very handy when you're going into a first-team game. It's very important. But they're very talented young players, so they're ones to watch out for, hopefully.
Very strong second round. I think there were 7 contracted players playing. What's the mood been like at Lady Bay this week?
Oh, the mood's been brilliant. The good bunch of lads there. We all had goals and set out things that we wanted to achieve during the week, especially on a personal level. But we all pulled together and did really well as a unit, which is also very important. So we're all very up for it and looking forward to this weekend.
You're here to watch the final session of day 3 of Notts v Somerset. Have you been able to keep in touch with the game and keep an eye on the scoreboard?
No, definitely. We've been keeping an eye on the game very. Yeah, very closely, obviously, playing across the way. But hopefully all the other boys are going to come up and watch, and give some good support towards the boys. And so hopefully we can knock these off, very few down and celebrate another victory, 2 on the trot, hopefully.
Mick spoke about the weaknesses we've had in 40-over cricket in the past, but there's been some recruitment in the off-season. How fit are we now to compete in this competition?
Oh, very fit, very fit. We've got a very good squad. We've worked very, very hard on our fielding during the winter, and I think that's one aspect that I think the fans will see now and supporters that are coming to watch the games, that we've worked very hard on that, and there's going to be a very big difference. So, and as I said, we're all looking forward to it, and we've got a point to prove, I think, in this competition, so we're all looking forward to it.
No quarterfinals in this competition. We need to win the group to guarantee a place in the semis, so a good start will be imperative, really.
Oh, it's key to get a good start. You get a good start, gain some momentum of winning games, And then we can top our group, but that is our goal. We're going to want to top the group, win every game, and we're really pushing hard for this one-day comp.
Shrecky, stepping up your comeback with an appearance for the seconds this week. How's the body feeling?
Surprisingly well, actually. I bowled probably 40, 50 overs during the week, and touch wood, I haven't got an acre of pain yet.
Everyone hoping that you're fit to make a return for the first team as soon as possible. When do you think that might be?
I think I've got to break into the side first. I mean, the bowlers are bowling well from all accounts. No one's got above 300 yet against us, so I'll just have to keep knocking on the door.
Darren Pattinson finds himself in that position as well, but like you say, the seam unit has functioned, and Franksy's made a flying start to the season.
Yeah, well, Darren is a special case because he's been playing all winter in Australia, so he's still hot on the heels of everyone else, so I'm probably standing behind him as well. And Paul, he also has been playing all winter, so he's come off a hot summer and a lot of cricket, and seems to be paying off for him.
He's had to wait patiently for his chance, hasn't he? He's perhaps been in Mark Elam's shadow a little bit, but he's fitted into that number 8 batting slot, and now you'd back Franksy to do very well for the side.
Yeah, well, over the years, Pike's improved his batting a lot, and I think he's having him strolling out at 8 would scare quite a lot of sides, which at the start he's had has proved to be. With the ball, I haven't seen it. I've been over at Lady Bay, but apparently he's bowled very, very well. Unplayable, I think, was one of the quotes. So may that continue.
No, he's certainly got a big smile on his face, contributing with bat and ball. And Andre Adams is another guy that, you know, he runs in off 5 steps, but the guys always tell us he's strong as an ox, and he's always going to be a dangerous bowler.
Yeah, he's a dangerous bowler. He's quite angry as well, which I think helps him get the ball down. But yeah, he is very strong. I trained with him for 5 weeks in Australia, and the weights he was pushing were a lot more than me, let's put it that way. Yeah, and he's got commitment and dedication as well, and obviously a lot of ability, which helps.
You've seen Luke Fletcher develop over the last couple of years, and a lot of people would say that 2009 was his breakthrough, but he did only play 8 championship games. Do you think he's capable of coping with a full season in county cricket?
Well, I always say that you have to have a season first in first-class cricket before you're aware and your body is aware of what the pain and the striving you have to go through to get through a whole season. I think after having a little niggle last year and missing a couple of weeks, I think his body has learnt, and he's getting a lot stronger. He's working with Kevin Paxton and the physio, Ross, and I think he will. I mean, he seems to be letting it go nicely. He's getting stronger. He's bowling faster. And we'll wait and see over the next month or two to see how he goes.
Brodie grabbed the headlines yesterday with a devastating spell in the evening session. He's a guy that's always going to take wickets if he perseveres at this level of cricket.
Yeah, so there was an element. I was over at Lady Bay, I said before, and there were rumours coming back over the road saying that there was this unbelievable spell being bowled at lightning pace by Stuart Broad, and there was almost an element of disappointment that we weren't watching it. So, I mean, he plays for England, he's world class, and I think he's proved that here again today. I mean, I didn't see it, but from what people have said, who are quite critical at times of other people and the compliments he was getting, it seems impressive.
A lot of guys, the phrase tune-ups used when Ryan or Stewart are thrust back into the Notts dressing room and given an opportunity to play for us, but they are international performers, and whatever level of cricket they're playing at, those guys are always going to be motivated to give 100%.
Yeah, well, they've got a point to prove as well. There's not only, you can't just come back and stroll down and take 5 and score 100. It's not like that. You almost have more pressure coming down a grade to do the business, and fortunately both of them have done it so far this season, so hopefully we can see them again later.
Let's hope so. Unlikely that Brodie will play again this year given England's international schedule. That those guys, of course, off to the ICC World 2020, but some guys who may come into the side late in the year, the guys you've been playing with at Lady Bay this week, and Mick's told us already that Stephen Mullaney, Graham White and Alex Hales will all play against Leicestershire on Sunday. What have you seen from them this week?
I've seen a lot of positive things. Graham White's bowled very well on early season over there. He took 5 wickets today. He seems like a positive spin bowler. He's not scared of throwing it up, but has a lot of control. Steve Mullaney, another new signing, scored, I think, 190 in both innings. He just had 50 not out off about 30 balls over the other side. So I think there's going to be some entertaining times in one-day cricket and in the second team, and if they keep going, I'm sure they might be pushing spots in the first team.
As we speak here on this Friday afternoon, Nottinghamshire 153 for three, requiring, I think that's 91 more runs six on there. My maths tested. Nottinghamshire requiring 91 more runs to win at this stage. Simon Patel on 10, Hashim Amla on 22. Charlie, you'd back us to knock these runs off here, wouldn't you? Touch wood.
Touch wood, yes. I mean, there's obviously a little bit of tension in the last innings chase. There always is. And with the quality of bowling Somerset have got, which they proved in the first innings, but the quality of Hashim Amla and Simon Patel after Mark Waugh and Bilal Shafiq is knocking some runs over. Hopefully we can knock them off. We've got a few more in the shed as well. I'm sure they'll be excited to get out there. But yeah, I'm backing an Notts win from here.
Some player, Hashim Amla, what's he been like to have in the dressing room?
I haven't really had a lot to do with him because I've been in the second team, but from what around and about, he seems like a very astute player and a very astute person. And one other thing I've noticed is that he likes to bat. He doesn't want to get out, and even when we finish training, he seems to be out there having throwdowns and preparing himself for the game, which I think a lot of the young guys can learn off.
If we could start the championship season with back-to-back victories, what message does that send out, and how important is it to have a good start in that competition?
In this competition, it's vital. I mean, last year we spent a good part of 3 months not winning a game, but we won the first three, I think it was, which got us to the top of the table, and we stayed there purely on that. So it's vital to put up a stand, not be dragged into the mix at the bottom, stay at the top and fight for it.
Just finally, Charlie, through the bowlers have told us about the different characteristics of the wicket this year. I think it's been some quite deliberate changes in the way they've been prepared with this run of early season fixtures, but a time clearly when we can really capitalise and get some momentum in our championship campaign.
Yeah, I mean, the wicket, I think, helped. I mean, it's home ground advantage, which I don't think we had last year, purely because we couldn't bowl sides out. And notoriously, Trent Bridge does a little bit more than other grounds, which we are used to batting on and bowling on. So I think it's a good ploy to get the bounce and the carry back in the Notts wicket and have teams who aren't used to it come and struggle a little bit. And I think that's a good tactic to have. So let's hope it carries on.